What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
There's multiple ways to skin a cat here, a little inside baseball here. We go into break. Like, there are some hosts that just chill in the studio. I don't think it's that they're unsociable, but we're not social. It's just, I think when you're doing a radio show, you're talking. So you want a little bit of a break, and you don't want to go out there and have conversations in the newsroom. Then you have the Evan Roberts of the world who continue the show in the newsroom, and he finds anybody that has two ears. Most people don't even want to engage with him. You know, Hoffman, who's, you know, falling asleep out there, and that's not a thing against Pete. The guy's up till 3 a.m. doing a Rico Bronya.
True.
And then he's back here at 8 a.m. with the pre-show meeting with BT and Sal. So he gets no sleep, and then Evan's chewing his ear off out there about the, you know, Mets AAA team. And then some people, they'll go take a powder, which means they'll go get, you know, get a coffee or whatever, go talk to somebody in sales, go talk to upper management. Tiki Barber will do push-ups, he will stretch, and quite frankly, I mean, he's showing off a little bit. And when you look at the people around here, half our staff can't sit up straight because they're going to pass out from oxygen deprivation. I mean, they're out of shape. None of us are. I'm a lean cuisine, but that's just because I, you know, just thin. I'm not really in great shape. Tiki will just do these push-ups and out in the newsroom in here. And
hey, it's Tiki Barber.
It's a, I've never seen anybody do that. And that's part-time host, full-time host. You got a workout in. You got a pump in.
I'm old, Tommy, so I got to stay young. And the only way to stay young and get my knees and joints feeling right is to stretch and then to do push-ups.
I was going
to
ask you about
that.
Get
my blood flowing.
Because I've been having a couple of little things now that I'm 40.
You, dude.
And my wife goes, do you stretch? I go, not really. I mean, we stretch our bank account because you order from Amazon every other day.
Now that I'm 40. You've been 40 for 13 hours. Now that I'm 40.
Well, working on year 40.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Working on
I
year 40.
I know what you meant.
Should I stretch more?
Yes.
But it's hard to stretch. It's
but
like
an
annoying
thing.
You
don't have to do like crazy stretching. Just do like a sumo squat. It's good for your back, your posture, your knees. Yeah,
you got to show him. He has no idea what a sumo is.
I was doing it right before
no,
that.
No, I got it because it's
a
sumo.
And then when you get up,
yep.
Like the blood flows into your joints. Not fast, just sit and squat.
Yeah.
Sit and hold it for a minute.
So when I wake up, I should do some squatting. And then maybe throughout the day during breaks. Because I need it. Things are starting to creak and starting to not feel like you could just tell that you're like, you know, right. You're middle aged basically at
right.
40.
So you didn't play professional sports.
No.
So I did.
Yeah.
So think how bad my stomach feels. So I'm not quite my brother, who needs a replacement of, I don't know, knee, shoulder, elbow. Like, he needs all this surgery as he gets older because he's debilitated playing for 16 years. But some days I do feel like crap.
Mm.
Part of it's because I work out still, like, pretty heavy.
You're sore.
But it's mostly soreness. But every break I'm doing a little bit of something or other because I can't sit. If I sit, I get stiff and I can't walk.
Wow.
I'm serious. Like,
I might get
awkward.
Stiff too, but a different kind of.
I've told the architect we need standing desk.
I have heard you say that before. Not to give them any pub, but the studios in Philadelphia, not undeserving of people in Philly, but are like,
that's the best studio I've ever been in.
It's like the Ritz-Carlton over there.
100%.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I also heard there's like
it's
a
like
snack
the suite,
wall there, too.
It's like
too?
The suite of the Four Seasons.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. And there's the Twinkie wall, or no.
A snack wall. Or the
Hostess or something.
With the Mostess. Yeah, there's
really?
Various.
Gosh. I would just be around that.
Paul, no offense. I mean, let's be honest. You're on a seafood diet. Your seafood, you eat it. I don't think you need any more Hostess in your life.
No, but that could be my mid-afternoon snack every day.
I know that, but...
Yeah, but you shouldn't eat that for a snack. You should have, I don't know, you have it. You eat oatmeal.
Tiki.
I do the oatmeal. We shared the oatmeal stories. Yes.
Eat sunflower seeds.
Well, you don't really eat sunflower seeds. You spit them out. I guess you eat the seed.
You crack it. You eat the seed. Then you spit out the shell.
The one thing you know about Paul, so he's also very unique, where Tiki will snack on stuff, but it's like, you know, nuts and grapes and healthy stuff and sunflower
banana,
seeds.
Banana, yogurt with nuts, oatmeal, sunflower seeds.
Paulie will have a Cinnabon at 3:30 in the afternoon, like he's going to the electric chair. I mean, the guy snacks on dessert, which is, there's a whole reason it's dessert. It's supposed to come at the end of the evening. He does it every day. And he does it in a way, it's like watching Picasso paint. Like, he'll spread out the paper towel. He'll go get a knife. You ask this guy to do anything here work-wise, you know, I love you. And it's like, you know, drawing blood from a stone. Meanwhile, for his 3:30 Cinnabon, he's sitting there like he's getting ready to, you know, have relations with a female. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm like, this is every day.
Every day, YOLO. You only live once, man.
True.
And I like dessert, and I like sweets. And if I want to have ice cream every night, I'm going to do it.
Well, it shows. All right, let's take a window seat to Giants training camp, sponsored by Windorama's. First down deals 30% off your installation project. I'm going to put Andrew Thomas, Malik Nabers, and Cam Scataboo in the window seat. Great news on all fronts. Andrew Thomas passes the physical. He is back at practice. Malik Nabers, who has missed practice for, I don't know, 10, 11 days. It's been a minute.
Right.
Basically, since we were out there a couple weeks ago. And Scat, same thing. He's been out for a minute here. So these are three big additions. Back at practice. I was actually going to do a segment today with Tiki about concern levels for all three of these players.
Yeah. Now we don't have to.
We don't have to. Because right. I assume, Teak, they're ready to go for week one? Is that safe to say that they're back at practice?
So I would think so. They're likely not going to play in this third preseason game, which, oh, wait, it's 2 days from
it's
now.
It's Thursday night.
It's crazy. It's 2 days from now, yep, against the New England Patriots, so they're probably not going to play. But there's like 12 days. How many days after this until the NFL season starts? 10, 11?
Carry the one. Right. Take my shoe
It's long, put it that way. It's not like it's a week away.
No.
So they're going to have a couple of weeks of just inter-squad practicing to get themselves physically ready. It's not the simulation of a real actualized game like you get in the preseason, but they're going to have some time on task doing the things that they've done. And I'm not worried about Malik. He practiced most of preseason, didn't play in any of the games, but he's been out there practicing.
But the fact that it was a back didn't concern you because it wasn't the toe. It seems like he's got the whole thing going on.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Young athletes with back issues, yeah, I worry about.
That's why they said minor back issue. I'm like, there is no minor back issue. That's right. Something that plagues you throughout your entire career. It could cost you your career.
It could just be Fugazi.
Could be the Fugazi, the soreness, yeah. COVID. Yeah. Not that COVID's Fugazi, but if you missed the show yesterday, it got to a point where people stopped caring about COVID. And if you had a fight with your baby mama and you're like, Skip, I need a week off. All right, fine. You just tested positive for COVID. We're going to tell everybody that because you just need a blow. And maybe that's what it is with Malik, where he's like, bro, you just, when we were out there at camp, Malik Nabers looked like a guy that's been in the league for 10 years.
Yes.
I mean, he carried himself in a way where it's like, this guy, 100%. He doesn't need to be out there. I know that sounds like nuts, but he doesn't. I think he's pretty much mastered the game at this point. All right, 888-808-1019. The thought of the day here for me is that Jackson Dart needs to be the Giants' starting quarterback in week one. So far, you know, Tiki disagrees. A lot of the callers have disagreed. It's been put out on social media, not the clip, but just like a statement. The reaction has been overwhelmingly disagreeing with me, which I got to be honest with you, I'm surprised by. I thought there'd be, I didn't think it would be like 100% one side or the other. I thought it'd be a little closer.
It's interesting because you started to hear this after Jackson Dart went 14 of 16, only had two incompletions, mm-hmm, which were his second and third passes in the game against the Jets. And then he was amazing for the rest of the game, including that sweet touchdown to Greg Dulcich that he set up with that play fake. And so he's looked the part. And Smelk and I were talking about this, saying, dude, we're going to start getting these calls. People are going to start saying, Dart should start. Dart should start.
Oh, I like that. Dart should start.
But you started to hear it in the, mm-hmm, like, not, but not here, but like read it in the national.
National, it's been
right,
getting
national, I don't know, football sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But locally, I think Giant fans are being prudent. They're taking my side of this. Let Russ and Dave decide. Let Russ be the guy. Let him cook for a little while. And if you need Jackson Dart, then he's always there.
All right, we'll hear from more Giant fans now. Let's go to Josh in Pennsylvania. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
First of all, I'm a physical therapist, so I'm a big proponent of stretching daily and being active. So
that's what
I'm
talking about, Josh.
You know what it is, Josh? I walk to work. Not walk, mm-hmm, to work. I walked to work for years when I lived in Manhattan, in Chelsea over here. And now I walk to like the train station. So in my mind, that's me getting in my reps. But but I'm feeling it more like, oh God, I got to do something else. Like So you're saying stretch before or after?
Yeah. Well, stretch, move. Like, you know, what Tiki does, you know, every half hour or so, your segments between segments, right, get up, do a little squat, push up. Tiki's got the right idea. But then again, he's a giant great. So he's
no doubt. 100%.
So anyway, I'm excited for this season. I think this is the best QB room we've had in a while.
No doubt.
Normally, I'm like the guy that wants to start the young guy, get the kid in there, you know, like with my Mets, you know, Alvarez, all the baby Mets, get them all playing. But I think with QB spot, like this room, like I think Dart can learn a lot, just how to prep and be a pro from Russell Wilson. He's won Super Bowls, Pro Bowls, all pros. You know, he's not a slouch quarterback, you know? I mean, I think I'm super excited for this team, defense, offense. I think Dart could learn a lot, at least for a handful of games. And who knows, maybe they're playing so well, there's no reason to get Russ out. It's more of the Kansas City Chiefs model where he sits the whole year. I mean, I want to win.
Right.
I want to win games. It's been a lot of suffering in the last few years, and
yeah,
can, all Giants fans can attest to that.
Josh,
that's,
I'm telling
sure.
you, it's
appreciate it, bro.
That is the thing that we're kind of forgetting, because we're looking at some of these young players, Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart, even Bo. Like, you're looking at these guys and saying, Scataboo.
Your neighbors are still a young player.
I want to see these guys. I want to see them. More important, you got to win. Like, this team has to win. It's been too much inconsistency. And as we said last year, uncompetitive football.
No doubt.
Which is just, losing is one thing. Being uncompetitive is, that makes you turn the TV off and rip up your season tickets. Because you know you can't sell them. I mean, maybe you can sell them, but probably not.
Right, the offense hasn't been fun. You'd rather like lose like 40-30 and at least have entertaining 100%. Sundays, which there haven't been a lot of those.
We have not had
years.
A ton of those. And Josh, appreciate your call. NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. Evan and Tiki, Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber here. In my mind, Jackson Dart should be the Giants' starting quarterback this year in week one. Let's go to Antonio in Dover Plains. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Oh, what's happening?
Lugie, you are killing it, Lugie. Happy birthday, by the way.
Appreciate it.
I know you don't want nobody to say happy birthday, but you
broke the rule.
Now, you kissed my ass before you broke the rule, so I'll allow it.
All right, listen, guys, I think I'm very excited for the season. I think the Giants are going to overexceed. I think they're going to finish the record with 9-8 and making the playoffs.
Wow.
When it comes to Russell Wilson, I love this guy. I wanted him with the Giants years ago. He got robbed by his head coach for not winning two Super Bowls. He should have had two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that play. I still don't understand how you have the best running back in the league and you're throwing the ball. But with Jackson Dart, I think he should just watch Russell Wilson, see what he does, and next year he could start. And Louis, really quick, with the Mets pitcher, McClain, don't you think he looks a little bit like Garrett Cole?
You think he looks like Garrett Cole?
Like physically looks like him?
Oh, or like I thought you meant facially.
Physically.
His body.
Yeah.
What? He does a little bit. I didn't even think of it that way. But I even think, to be honest with you, he's more muscular.
He is yoked.
Than Garrett Cole.
McClain.
Garrett Cole is a big dude.
No doubt.
Right? And he looks like I don't know where he grew up. He looks like a farm kid, right? Just strong.
He's a Cali guy, right?
Right. Yeah, I know, but he looks like one of those naturally strong, just big dudes. When I look at Nolan McClain, and I saw this picture of him with like a t-shirt on, he's got traps like football players got traps. Like, you know, they're just big and up in your neck. And his muscles in his arms, you were talking about after.
He feeds the pythons.
Dude, it's just
80s for the ladies.
This guy's throwing. What's he doing? Does he play football? Does he play baseball?
Which he did. He was a quarterback.
Of course he did, but he's got a great physique. Now, hopefully, because we know what happens to baseball players that have great physiques, they often have oblique shoulder, arm injuries.
Mm. And pitchers in general.
Right, just, so let's
always hold your breath.
That he's that just natural, good-looking physique dude and not one who's just over-tightening his muscles.
Eli is in Manhattan. What's going on, Eli?
What's up, Eli?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's good.
I just want to talk. I mean, I heard earlier people were saying about how they want Jackson Dart to start in week one. And I'm here to say absolutely not. We know we learn from the Jets and the Giants. They make this mistake all the time. They have a rookie quarterback, a promising quarterback, and they throw him right in. They throw him in the fire. They did that. The Jets did that with Sam Darnold, with Zach Wilson. and it just ruins their careers. It just makes them too pressurized, or whatever it is. And I just think we can't make that mistake again with a promising quarterback like Jackson Dart.
Well, I think the situation, Eli, is better. So if you go back to the Zach Wilson thing, and this has been documented and talked about ad nauseum, it was not the ideal spot for him to just come in and be given the job. There was no veteran. I don't even think there was a veteran on the roster. Was it Mike White? And who else was on the roster in that first year?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look.
I'd have to go look.
But Flacco around. They had that. Who's the quarterback that's been on?
Flacco was the second year, though. Yeah, and he wasn't the first year.
Who's the quarterback that's been on 400 teams? He did a commercial.
Oh, Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. He was around in that era.
Right, but still, it wasn't a veteran who has played and had success. And then the passing of Greg Knapp, and you have a rookie offensive coordinator. Like, they put him in the worst possible position. Contrast that to what the Giants have put Jackson Dart in. It is one of the fullest and most successful quarterback rooms that you could assemble on the budget that they did it with, right? Tommy DeVito, even though he only had 2 years here, he knows this offense well, and Dave's trust him, and he's liked throughout the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mike Kafka as your offensive coordinator slash play caller, who's got all of that experience with Kansas City, and he gets interviewed for head coaches every year. Even last year, he got interviewed for head coaching a position, or at least he was rumored to, and he didn't even do anything a year ago. And then you got Dave's. Like, it is the perfect, like, incubator for a young quarterback, what the Giants have created. And it's interesting because when you're talking about drafting quarterbacks, if you don't have something like this set up, don't draft a quarterback because you're going to ruin them. And the Giants did right by getting the circumstances around their young quarterback right.
They built their ass first, as you would
100%.
Say. 100%. That's what they did.
And they started the offensive line getting better.
Yeah, and obviously Andrew Thomas, which we brought up earlier,
right,
is back and healthy. And we'll get into it a little bit more because I'm curious that, like, obviously he's as good as it gets at his position, but a guy that gets injured so much, mm-hmm. like, is it a total given that he's going to be great? You'd like to think that, but you get hurt so much that you worry eventually that it just, you know, catches up to him.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I haven't heard a lot of people discuss this because I understand it. The optimism, Andrew Thomas, the most important player in New York football, Jets and Giants. The Giants have, you know, they need Andrew Thomas
right
in that lineup. But my concern is that Andrew Thomas has suffered so many injuries. Is it a given that Andrew Thomas is going to come back and be the, you know, Andrew Thomas that we all remember?
I mean, you hope so, but part of the challenge is that he's not a small man.
No.
And most of his injuries have been foot injuries. So the latest one was the Liz Frank that kept him out from week 7 to 18. So he missed the back half of the season. He only played 6 games last year, and he had surgery, and he's recovering from that. But in 2021, he also had a foot injury. Now, 2024, we all remember, and 2023, that was this stupid missed field goal, blocked field goal that got returned for a touchdown, and he tried to chase the kid down and pulled his hamstring, and he missed 6 games or whatever heck it was. But it's constant. It's been consistently unavailable. Now, the only thing I worry about with him is re-injury.
Mm.
Just because, like, when you hurt your, I don't know, your shoulder, right, you can get better. Right? You get stronger, you lift. Even if you have to have surgery, it is what it is. You can't get off your foot.
Right. You're always on your feet.
You're always on your feet.
You can't sit down and play football.
Right. Even if you're wearing a boot, you're still on your feet. And there's pressure that comes down. And so it just makes you worry about the re-injury issue with Andrew Thomas. I hope it's not an issue. I hope they find, like, heel lifts or orthotics or whatever it takes that can support his arch and keep him healthy. Because when he's on, there's not many better.
Yeah, he's as good as it gets.
And so and they need that. They need that consistency at left tackle.
Absolutely. Now, I will admit to something here. You mentioned Andrew Thomas's injuries that he's had. When I first heard of the injury, Liz Frank, the first thing I thought of was, who is Liz Frank and why is she associated with this injury? Seriously, I was like, all right, I've never heard of Liz Frank, but there are injuries like Tommy John that are associated with a person. Right. So I figured, all right, maybe this Liz Frank gal had bad feet or had a lot of toe injuries. I swear. I was like, all right, the Liz Frank injury is obviously named after a woman named Liz Frank.
Right.
Come to find out, not the case.
No.
It's not spelled L-I-Z and then Frank. It's spelled differently. But you could see where that'd be a little confusing to people out right there. I'm sure I'm not the only one in our audience. I'm sure, oh, this idiot, Lou Gower, doesn't know Liz Frank. I'm not the only one that thought that.
I don't know where the Liz Frank comes from. I know what it is. It's like a midfoot injury.
Right.
Like the bones and ligaments. But I'm trying to figure out, like, where.
Let's get that spelling.
Is Liz Frank a just type of injury?
Oh, in the toe? Yeah, because it's spelled L-I-S-F-R-A-N-C. So like it's French. Franck. Yeah, it's French. Franck, Hans and Franck. The vetting, it's going to be great. You know, it's like Father of the Bride.
All right, a Liz Frank injury is named after the French surgeon Jacques Lisfranc de Saint-Martin, lived from 1790 to 1847. No. He was a surgeon in Napoleon's army.
Okay, he's a surgeon, but he was also a gynecologist.
Was
he? His injury is named after Jacques Lisfranc de Saint-Martin, a French surgeon and gynecologist who noticed this fracture pattern amongst cavalrymen in 1815 after the War of the Sixth Coalition.
So this guy was a gyno back in the 1800s? That must have been an adventure. I mean, even to be in the 60s was an adventure, but you're talking about in the 1800s. Who knows what was happening around the 1800s?
Did I learn something today? I had no idea where Liz Frank came from.
That's what I... So I had no idea. They'll crush
there me. Goes Tiki. There goes Tiki down the rabbit hole.
And they'll crush me online for this, I'm sure, on Reddit. They'll say, this idiot doesn't know this. Tiki Barber played professional sports and had no idea. I heard it. I thought it was some lady named Liz Frank.
I've heard of it for years. I had no idea where it got its name
from. But you knew the spelling was not, I could say. So it's French. It's based after Jean-Claude Robert.
Jacques. Liz Frank de Saint-Martin.
Yes. That is where the Liz Frank injury
that I sound
comes
French.
From. Very much so.
Thank you.
Very much so. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Vinny in Middletown. What's up, Vin?
What up, Vinny?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
All's good.
What's up?
I just wanted to talk about how great Jackson Dart looks. I mean, man, like, for a rookie, I know it's preseason, but he's looking unbelievable right now.
I agreed. It's hard not to be excited about.
For sure. I really think that people don't talk about it as much as they should. You also have Jameis in there. He might not be Russ, but he definitely brings the energy up for Jackson Dart, and I think that he has a lot to do in that QB room.
Oh, without a doubt.
I hear a lot of people talking about some trade offers with the Giants for Jameis. I mean, yeah. I think that we keep him, man.
I think we will. And I appreciate you, Vinny. I think we will as well. And I keep getting asked this question because there are four quarterbacks in that room. They're all interesting in their own way. Russ, obviously, because he's Russ, Super Bowl champion. Jameis, because, I mean, at any given game, he can throw for 450 and four touchdowns.
And five interceptions.
He might also have five interceptions. Tommy, because he's Tommy DeVito. He's a fan favorite. Everybody loves him.
Tommy Mania.
And then Jackson, because he's Jackson Dart. He's a first-round quarterback. Yeah. He looks the part.
Yeah.
He talks the part. Physically, he looks like he's going to be the man. They can't keep four quarterbacks. I mean, it's hard in the NFL to keep three quarterbacks. So how that thing shakes out and the decisions, the like roster decisions based on what happened in training camp for Joe Shane and Dave's is going to be extraordinarily difficult. By the way, training camp coverage on WFAN is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save, get more with Geico. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the quarterback room. I think Jameis is valuable, obviously, because he can just come in and also win you games, right? If you have to play
in a pinch, yeah,
he can win you games. You're not worried about, man, this kid is young. He doesn't know what he's doing. You're saying Jameis is a veteran. He's a career now at this point backup. Let him do what he's here to do. But if you're not going to have him in that role, and Jackson Dart has elevated, could he be the trade target? I mean, could he be trade bait? The answer is probably yes.
888-808-1019, Evan and Tiki. Evan and Sean on vacation, so you got Loogie, you got Tiki here. We're on SNY early today because the Mets are playing an earlier game in Washington. If you missed it from yesterday, I mentioned that there's a monitor in the studio, and I, at least, find it distracting that I'm looking at myself while I'm talking. What do you want me to tell you? I'm a lean cuisine. I like looking at myself. It is what it is.
It's called vanity.
It's vanity. Whatever. It's my favorite sin. So they shut the monitor off, basically, long story short. And I'm wearing my NBA on NBC t-shirt. You know, shout out Round Ball Rock. NBA obviously coming back, you know, and that's how I'm doing it. But I just like the t-shirt. They shut the monitor off. Mm. So I was so excited to see how I looked. I got my white hat. I got my white shirt here, NBA on NBC. They shut the monitor. Can they get, Paulie, can you tell them whatever I said, what I said yesterday, no biggie. I take it all back. I didn't mean to call you that. You know, like you played the lit song coming out. Can you please let everybody over at SNY know that I would like the monitor turned back on? That way I can stare at myself during the
show. I'll pass that along, but I think they already heard you just now. So, oh boy.
Yeah.
Very close up right now, and you can't even see it.
That's the problem. This is like voyeur. This is like, I don't know. This, I could probably like complain to HR about this because this is like a voyeur. It's like a people. I have no idea what is being shown on TV right now across several. Think about multiple Buffalo Wild Wings right now that are watching me, and you know my dear friend, our dear friend Carrie Sayerville, who works at Buffalo Wild Wings, and I know she watches us on TV. She just texted me. By the way, Carrie's birthday is the day before mine, which is hilarious.
Is it? It was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Happy belated birthday!
What channel is SNY on the TV?
You just missed it.
Sport 24. Okay, we're at 31 here. This is scintillating radio. Anyway, I wanted to look at myself on TV, so I'm going to do that right now. We're at 24. Oh, come on! What is that? What is that? You can't get more zoomed in than that.
By the way, the delay is like, it's like a minute.
This happened 3 years ago. I feel like you're Doc Brown and I'm Marty McFly. And we went back in a DeLorean in a time machine. And my mom thinks I'm not hot. Isn't that the storyline in Back to the Future?
Man, they are really in close on
there you. He is. Look at that NBA on NBC t-shirt. What a tremendous looking shirt there.
By the way, what happens sometimes, so this might not be SNY, that TV that's here that you were talking about, sometimes it's just delayed coming on.
That monitor.
So once they start sending the signal, it delays before it pops on.
Right. I gave it a beat because I did notice that yesterday, but I gave, and then I was wondering, did I get, look at this on TV.
You know actually what it could be? Maybe that's used to turning on at 4 o'clock.
Good point.
Oh, you might be, you know what? That's more likely the case.
Right.
Every once in a while, Rosie will come through in the clutch there.
They sent some intern here downtown.
You are intelligent. You are more intelligent than we thought.
I agree with that. Well, good
job. I'm clipping that one. Thank you.
Thought you're an idiot, so it was a low bar. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I believe Jackson Dart should be the Giants' starting quarterback in week one. Let's go to Ross in Pennsylvania. What's up, Ross?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah, I agree with Tiki on this one. I think, you know, it's taken us a long time to get here, to where we've had some, some extra potential in someone like Jackson Dart. It's been great watching him. Obviously, you can see the change in the team. But I think, like you guys were just saying, like playing the long game, there's no rush, right? He's 22. You were saying, Loogie, that, you know, Jane Daniels, like 24, right? Great success.
Bo Nix, 25. Stroud. Yep.
Yeah, yep. Like 25, yeah. But then I just don't want to risk also any potential injury, like you saw with J.J. McCarthy. And then, like, any developmental delays, like, if he does struggle, because the offensive line isn't really 100%. You know, we talked about Andrew Thomas coming back. That's great. But, you know, there's no guarantee that he's going to stay healthy, especially with the Lisfranc, the history behind that and everything. But, you know, don't need developmental delays like they had with, like, Bryce Young. I just don't want to rush it. Like I said, you know, we've played a long game here. Let the vets start. And it's been fun to watch Ross as well, just because it's been better than what we had in the past.
Right. No, he's looked a lot better than we. I actually thought that Russ was probably at the end, but he looks lean. He looks healthy. He's not moving the same way, but he still has that cannon for an arm. And that's really all.
He could still hit the home run.
If you're going to protect him and you give him a chance to hit that home run, it's going to be some exciting Sundays in Giants Stadium or MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, I understand if you want to get giddy over the home run ball to Malik Nabers. We saw it with Collins here in the preseason game. Russ still has that in the toolbox, in the arsenal. It's just the rest of his game. It's just not what it used to be, and that's fine. I mean, guys get old. It happens to every great quarterback. Right. Peyton, Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, all of them, whether it was injuries or age, they all showed it at the end. And those are obviously elite quarterbacks. And I think Russ has had obviously a tremendous career. And I wanted him on the Giants a bunch of years ago. And it's okay to have him around. I think his tutelage and his experience means a lot for a guy like Jackson Dart. Just the things that I've laid out, whether it be the Stroud-Daniels-Knicks thing, first year's made the playoffs. Also, Dart, his experience at college. He played in a pro system at Ole Miss mm-hmm. with Lane Kiffin. He played for Lincoln Riley at USC before he transferred. He played against some of the great teams in college football in the SEC when he was at Ole Miss. So I like the experience. I like his swagger. I like his game, his moxie. I think he can handle this market and what is put in front of him just based on meeting him, seeing the clips, you know, watching or talking to the people that cover the team. The excitement and the feel for Jackson Dart being the real deal is there,
right.
And I want to see it in week one. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Anthony in Bridgewater. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Keith? Hey, listen, I kind of understand, first off, the idea of Dart being the quarterback, you know, especially after what the Giants have been through and you know, where they're headed. But my thing is, and I think it's always been this, is the big elephant in the room. It's Shane and Dable. And, like, to me, if I know that I'm going to get an extra couple years, then I have some room to like, with Wilson and you know, I'm sorry, with Dart.
Right.
If I know, I got to win now. See, like to me, I think it's a tough question because you really don't know what they have. Now, for me, I always thought that Shane or Dable or both should have been gone before this draft class for this reason. So, because you just don't know if the decisions being made
yeah.
are for the team or for them.
Well, it feels like they accomplished both, though, Anthony. It feels like they drafted well for right now because Abdul Carter is going to be an impact player right away. I think Marcus Bowe is going to be a good depth option for them right away. Cam Scataboo, as soon as his hamstring gets right, is going to be a contributor right away. Free agency, Paulson Adebo is definitely, he's a stud. He's a starter. He's
yep.
Javon Holland, he's a stud. He's a starter. So I think they accomplished both, Anthony. And it's interesting because we had this conversation briefly in the last break. If we thought Dabes and Shane,
thanks, Sam.
this was like a prove it hot seat type season, I don't feel that.
Hmm.
I don't get that sense. And maybe it's because of how good they've looked in the it feels like the plan is working, if that makes sense, even though we haven't seen a regular season game.
Yeah, I think the vibe at camp just feels easy, not uneasy.
Yeah,
like there's exactly. like, oh my God, 100%. These guys are going to get fired. I didn't pick up on that
either.
You
don't pick up that yeah. at all. The fact that what we had the conversation about an hour ago, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, when we were talking about this team is going to have to cut good players this year. When was the last time you've had that luxury as a Giant organization?
They built great depth.
So it's like the plan is working, even though we haven't seen it come to fruition yet. It feels like it's almost inevitable. I don't feel trepidatious. What do we got?
We have some news. Official Francisco Alvarez news.
Uh-oh.
From the Mets. So he has been placed officially on the 10-day IL, retroactive to August 18th, with a right thumb UCL sprain. He will be reevaluated in 10 to 14 days. Hayden Springer recalled from AAA Syracuse. Paul Blackburn released. So those are the big part there. Right thumb UCL sprain for Francisco Alvarez, out about 2 weeks.
So Blackburn, he cleared waivers and they re-signed him. Did
right,
I miss that? Right, I missed that.
Yes, and now right. he's officially been released.
Right.
Yeah, look, first and foremost.
That sucks for Francisco
It Alvarez. Sucks. You send him all the positive vibes. Obviously, he was sent down. We know that he was a little bit of a mess at the plate right. and behind the dish, and he needed that reset, and it worked. Like, he came back up here. He's been hitting. He's been fantastic. And he's legging out a double, a hustle play, slides into second base, hurt his thumb, what was that, last year, whatever. So now this is the opposite hand. Mm-hmm. So now this is two injuries to his right. both of his hands, just as he's starting to heat up. I think you just have to have this conversation. Francisco Alvarez is injury prone. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be injury prone his whole career, but he's gotten hurt a lot.
Well,
here.
He's gotten hurt, but he's gotten hurt because he's not being a smart baseball player.
Mm.
And if you are, particularly someone who needs your hands, and catchers need them, really any baseball player, because if you're a position player, you got to hit. If you're a pitcher, you got to pitch. So you need your hands.
Yep.
And so when you're sliding into second base, don't go hand first, right? And if you do, make sure you get your hands up,
yep,
right?
Gotta get those fingers up.
Get the fingers up. I honestly, you just gotta drill it into his head. Slide feet first.
Even if it gives you a greater chance of being tagged out, slide feet first. You're much more important being available for the next inning, series, play, whatever, than getting a double, legging out the double. I mean, it's frustrating because it feels like you can now say he's injury prone, but it's really just bad baseball, like IQ.
Yeah, and now what this does for the Mets, and obviously, like Paulie said, they'll reevaluate. And I hate speculating on injuries. I never want to say, like, oh, what does this mean for the rest of the season? I think you just take with whatever the Mets say, they'll reevaluate, and then we'll go from there. So right. He's going to be gone for whatever the 10 days, whatever the minimum is, and then we'll go from there. So in the meantime, it's Luis Torrens, who I like a lot, but you're not going to get the offense from Torrens that you would get from an Alvarez, but you know behind the plate, he puts on a clinic night in, night out. Now, the Mets' offense, which has woken up, and Alvarez has been a good part of that, you think that they could, at this point, you know, sort of sustain a blow like this because they right. are scoring runs, they are putting up some numbers there offensively, so even though they're going to shorten their lineup a little bit now because Luis Torrens just is not going to produce offensively like Alvarez can when he's hot, you can live with that now because you know you're not losing anything defensively. And if the lineup continues to hit the way it's hit, this injury won't be, you know, catastrophic for the team. And you hope he just comes back in 10 days or so and they go from there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You hope it's just a minor sprain and not a tear that's going to require surgery.
Absolutely. 888-808-1019. If you're just tuning in, Francisco Alvarez, thumb officially placed on the 10-day IL. Let's go to Zach in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Zach?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call. Honestly, perfect timing not perfect timing with the Francisco Alvarez news. I want to preface this by saying I'm not a professional athlete in any way, shape, or form, although I did get paid very little amount of money to ride a bicycle in an extreme manner. is how I sustained my Lisfranc injury. And I want to say my personal record of tearing my Lisfranc and coming back from it, I think that'll be totally all right. I continue to do reckless maneuvers on a bicycle that I probably shouldn't, but my Lisfranc has held up completely fine since then.
You had the surgery.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So I broke three metatarsal and tore my Lisfranc completely made a 100% recovery and have been doing, essentially the same stuff.
But I'm going to guess, Zach, that given what you're saying you do, ride bikes recklessly, that you're like 170, 180?
I weigh 160. I'm 5'9", so I definitely don't have to sustain the amount of mass.
Right. Right.
Correct.
You're not 6'5".
And you're on a bike instead of standing.
Right.
Right. Although I will say my surgeon made it seem as though, like, the concern isn't re-tear. Like, he's not more predisposed to tearing it again.
Got it.
It seems like it's more so.
And you feel like you're the same guy? Like, that's the other thing, too, with, like, Andrew Thomas. Like, that's my concern is that after all these injury after injury, especially to your feet, you know, he's a bigger dude. He's got to block all these, you know, massive defensive linemen. Is he going to be the same player? Like, at some point, I think Giant fans, and I'm one of them, too, but I got to think back in the back of my mind, like, is it an automatic that Andrew Thomas is going to be an elite offensive lineman after all these injuries? Like, I don't know how everybody just thinks it's a given.
I mean, for me personally, I re-injured that same foot and ankle and had a total ankle reconstructive surgery 2.5 years later. And ironically enough, that's my better foot and ankle. My right foot is now worse than my left because it hasn't got surgeries that I probably should have had by now.
Why don't you start doing some like tame things, like jumping out of airplanes or something?
I mean, very tame.
Honestly, let the parachute ease
ease your way down, like appreciate slowly that. Go down to ground.
I'm glad you brought that up, Teak, because about 3 or 4 months ago, my wife comes to me, and anytime she comes to me, I'm like, all right, you know, it's always something. She's the real life Cosmo Kramer, and I go, what is it now? She's like, would you like to jump out of an airplane with me? She always does number one, which means there's a number two coming. Number one, would you like to jump out of an airplane with me? And if you don't, would you be okay with me jumping out of the airplane with me? And I go, well, okay. First and foremost, I am not jumping out of an airplane.
No chance.
The only way I'm jumping out of the airplane is that I think the airplane itself is going to crash. And my only shot is jumping out of
it.
That
is something I would never, ever, 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 ever do. I get anxiety watching these like high, whatever, cranes. And so when they show the people in these cranes.
In the buildings here.
Yeah, and they're shooting like video themselves.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what they're doing. They're going to, obviously they got down safe because they're not posting it live. So they got down and then they post it. It gives me anxiety. Like, I feel like it's me, even though I'm sitting on my couch. So jumping out of a plane is not even close to being on my bucket list and will never happen, ever.
My thing is that I'm a big, like, all right, what is plan B? So obviously you jump out of a plane and you have to get your parachute.
Mm-hmm.
If the parachute doesn't work, you're screwed. I mean, the concrete's going to win. So,
well, it depends. If she's jumping with somebody, then she's essentially on the back of the professional, and they pull the parachute.
No, I understand that. But the professional has nothing to do with the fact that the parachute might not, you know, take
open.
It. You know what I mean? Open,
yeah.
Right, for lack of a better word. And if it doesn't, then what?
Deploy. That's the word.
I believe they have like two or three backups in the backpack.
Probably not three. Fine. It's probably one.
It's probably like one backup. The bottom line is this. First of all, and I talked about this yesterday with the roller coasters, I'm not necessarily an adrenaline rush seeker.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think she was either, but I was like, I don't know who put that in your head.
Wait,
get
so
it out of here.
Doing it?
She better not. Well, first of all, if she's going to do it, I have to at least meet Sydney Sweeney and go, hey, would you like to, you know, get together?
Look, this thing is about to happen with my wife, just in case.
And then my wife could jump out of an airplane all she wants. I don't give a crap. You know what I mean? That's your problem, not mine. But no, I doubt it because I was pretty adamant about it. You know, come on, man. I'm sure it'll be fine. Like, I was going to ask you this. There is a wrestler named Darby Allin who recently climb Mount Everest.
Mm.
Is that something that interests you? Because
no.
People do die climbing Mount Everest.
Thank
like
you.
Every year, people do this and die.
No, thank you.
Right.
No, thank you.
I'm sure it's a great sense of accomplishment, but so is reading a book.
Right.
So, I mean, there's other ways to accomplish things without risking your life. Like
I've read too much about how you die on Mount Everest.
Climbing it, right?
Climbing it.
Because
and
it's so...
And you just kind of like... go to sleep because you're exhausted and you don't wake up.
Because you can't make it up the hill right. And there's no elevator to get right. down
and
or
the,
escalator.
The air is thin because
yeah.
you're 30, whatever, 2,000 feet, whatever the heck it is.
It's not worth it.
And then they just leave you.
Right.
You just get like baked into the mountain.
That's what I think. I think Darby did like an interview and he said like you see like literally there's people that are deceased on the mountain. I'm not climbing that thing up. Are you kidding me? So jumping out of planes or climbing mountains, I don't even want to go necessarily snorkeling, to be honest with you. Like, even that is, like, bordering on something I would not want to do. But that's just my threshold. Other people would go snorkeling.
Snorkeling is tame.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could get bit by a shark, though, right?
Right?
And then, you know,
right.
what? I mean, the shark's going to, you know, eat you. I mean, that would be an issue. But I'm not a thrill seeker. I know some people, they live for that kind of stuff. But, mm-hmm. yeah, jumping out of planes and X Games, which I assume is what he was alluding to there, which was very popular back in the 90s. Like, that was a huge thing. The X Games, you know, the skateboarding, the bike riding. Not for me. Not for me at all.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.